Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's a sunny day outside and I'm sitting in doing a podcast introduction for all you lovely podcast listeners out there. Sorry, that must be really annoying. I just sang that into your ears. Hey guys, hey private parties, how are you? Hope you're having a swell day wherever you are in the world. So listen, we have a podcast, obviously, out today, which is really exciting. And I'm really excited about this one. I'm excited always about all of them. You know, we dive into the fun conversations of different individuals. We swim through their chats. Sorry, the Olympics are on, so I've been watching swimming. So I was trying to use swimming puns. Oh, I stroke my way. Stroke myself? That sounds bizarre. Anyway, we have on the podcast my friend, Strictly Buddy. He's a singer. He got to the final with me, Harvey, on the podcast. Can I just say, Harvey, I don't know if you're listening to this, but just the nicest kid in the world. He's a real inspiration to younger kids out there. And he's just such an amazing guy. Obviously, Alex Mittens on the podcast with me, my co-host for the moment. He's guest hosting once again on the podcast. And we have a hilarious time chatting about Harvey in his younger days and him getting popcorn chicken thrown at his head. Yeah, spoiler alert, that's what happened to him when he was in a service station. His house and just his life at the moment. He travels the world and sings. How cool is that? So it's a little intro for you wonderful people, and hope you like today's episode, whatever you're doing. As always, we would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast. Any stories, we'd love to hear some funny stories. Anything at all, something that's happened to you this week, maybe before. Funny stories that you would love to hear on the podcast. And we can keep you anonymous if you want, but we want to hear them. So please send in your emails, contact@privatepartspodcast. And please either slide into our DMs @privatepodcast. Thank you once again for listening, and hopefully enjoy the episode today with Harvey. It's a good one. So here he is, Harvey, on Private Parts. Enjoy. So, Harvey, honestly, before we kick things off, I got to say that. So I've wanted you to come on this podcast for ages.
Yeah.
But I felt like I couldn't ask you, because if I had asked you, I knew you would have to say yes.
I mean, that is true. I did feel like I had to say, yeah, I won't lie. When I saw the DM, I was like, oh, mate, I can't say no now. But I have been waiting for the invite. I have been waiting for it, because I've always wanted... I think it's my first ever podcast.
Is it?
No, I did do one years ago that was shit, so I'm going to count that as not as a podcast. This is like, I've lost my virginity podcast today.
That is like virginity, though. That doesn't really count, because that was just...
Well, it was like... That tip. This is it.
I love how you got nervous with that. Can I say that?
Can I say it? No, this is the thing, right? I'm always so used to being really clean cut. That's kind of like the image. Yeah. And I'm just so good, like, I swear.
Let it all out today.
Fucking fuck. God, it feels good. Jesus Christ. I've been waiting to do that for a long, long time. Long, long time.
Oh, God. Let it out. Let it out. So is this the first time you guys have seen each other since dancing?
Probably is.
Yeah, I think...
I think this is the first time.
First time, so it's been like, what, like 6 months maybe?
Is that what it is?
Quite emotional.
Yeah.
Seeing each other.
Mate, I can tell you, this boy, even though he's on the podcast, has it, like, he's a legend.
Nah, stop.
Honestly,
you wouldn't say that if you heard what he was saying about you downstairs. Yeah. Jamie was late. I've only just met him, bear in mind. He was like, just can't believe that he stayed on for so long.
So long. I was like, I've still got to say, no idea how we got to
the
final.
I was exactly surprised the same.
Surprised the nation. I think surprised himself. But I've got to say, though, you did deserve it. I was so happy. No, honestly, I've never been happier when I saw Giovanni go out. I love him to bits, but I just he thought he had that in a bag getting to the final, and when you got to the final, I was so happy.
It was so, because we had our crew on Strictly, and it was like me
who
and
was,
Harvard.
Who was your crew?
Well, it was me and Harvard very close. Like, we were close with Maisie. Yeah, we was like kind of like Jeanette was obviously in there. We had like this. Look, I was with Karen, like things like that. Like Gio was definitely in there, but he was more like on the side. Gorka obviously. So we had like a little crew, and what would happen is let's put it straight. I was one of the shittest dancers.
No, you weren't the shittest, but just it didn't come as natural. But you did get it.
You tried unbelievably hard. But he was like natural silkiness. He had it. You were just sort of like.
No, but you know what? You were the most entertaining to watch every single week, because you just didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't really mess up at all. There was one time, it was one time backstage, and I always remember this. So I was chatting to you, and you were so nervous.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. You had like a little panic attack.
Yeah, I do remember that when looked at you to say this. Yeah,
I was chatting to Jamie backstage. I was like, mate, I think you were the first one to go on. Right? Yeah. And being first on Strictly is
so intense.
And I was speaking to him, and he was just staring like into my soul, but just saying nothing. And normally he's always laughing or says
something.
He
does that when he's really drunk.
Yeah, so
it's really scary.
I'm trying to banter with him. I'm like, am I not being funny? And I remember saying something really funny that I actually cannot say on this podcast, because I'll never be able to go on like a show again. And I said,
say it.
No, I actually can't. I don't know if Jamie remembers, but I said something. I said something, and he didn't laugh, and I was like. Did I say that? Is
sheer
he offended?
Panic and death in his eyes.
Yeah,
like.
But it turns out that you did have a panic attack.
Yeah, that is so true. Honestly, I swear on my entire life, I was about to go and do the salsa, and I felt good all day. I felt great. But you have to understand, right? Strictly Come Dancing is the most intense. It is so intense. Yeah. You're going to war every single weekend, pretty much. Like, you have to learn the music. And if it doesn't,
I'm pretty sure Iraq was probably a little bit worse.
Nah, this is worse. I'm telling you.
Pretty sure
this is intense.
It's worse. It's way worse.
Honestly, and I think it was like 12-hour days, right? I don't know how long you did, but we did like super
Jamie
long
did
days.
24-hour days. He had to. He was so shit.
I was so fucked by him. No. Honestly, it happened. You know this. By the end of it, right? And it's an incredible show, we've got to say. It's the sickest, most fun show ever. But by the end, you're dead. You're just mentally drained. And I was so mentally drained. I was also in like the bottom two all the time. So it was like...
That's why I feel for you, because...
Because you have to... I
was never once in the bottom two.
You have to dance twice as much, right?
You danced lots more than I did. And that's why I felt for Maisie as well, because she was so incredible. And I felt like the nation was so unfair on her, because she was talented, she's beautiful, she was great at everything. And I think, I don't know why the nation decided to go against her, but she was in the bottom two all the time, and I felt so bad. Because
it sucks being in the bottom two.
So wait, who came first? Bill came first.
Hold on, I just got to explain this thing, because I got to explain. You just swept over a panic attack. Like,
This is serious
this
stuff.
Is serious shit. Just breeze out. Honestly, so I was about to do the salsa, and I was like, fuck, and I was talking to Harvey, and I basically had this panic attack.
A silent one.
It was totally silent.
It's like a weird one. One I've never seen in my life before.
Quite strange, to be honest. This is what he said to me afterwards. So anyway, when I did the salsa, I promise you, I can't remember the salsa, because I was so like in my own head. Like, it was like a complete panic type thing. It was a panic attack. Anyway, I went to Harvey afterwards, and I calmed down because I had a glass of champagne before my second dance. And so I just calmed myself down. And I went to Harvey, I was talking to you and I had a full-blown panic attack in years. And he went, yeah. I noticed. You were acting pretty weird.
It was so strange. But you pulled through, though. You smashed it.
Do you think it helped your dance?
No, it definitely hindered it.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one was the salsa? That was the very first...
That was the semi-final. But the interesting with Harvey, though, which was so amazing, is that he's such a good, he's such a talented boy, this guy. Like, honestly, he's so talented.
All right.
All right.
Keep it coming.
Tell me more.
He is talented to the point where he would know my dance move better than I would. And so he would come to me afterwards and he would say things like, as soon as you did that bunch of cardas, I knew you had it. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I didn't even know what that was. No. Do you remember when you said that?
Yeah, you went,
I knew you were plain sailing after those. And I was like, all right.
No, because I could tell you were thinking about certain steps the whole time. Because you'd be backstage and you'd be doing the same thing, honestly, for half an hour. Be tapping his foot like that, half an hour. I'm like, mate, you've got it. He'd be like, no, what is it? And every time you used to go and you'd go, fuck, I forgot the first move. What's the first move? And I'll also never forget how tight your jeans were in that first dance.
Oh, man, I remember that. They were ridiculous.
I didn't want to say it to you.
How can you dance freely in those, mate? It must have killed your nuts.
Harvey said to me, it was like the first times that we ever went on. Mm. Harvey looked at me and I went, my trousers are quite tight. He went, I can see your cock.
Full blown. It's out. For the nation to see.
But they have stylists, right? You must have intentionally gone, right, less, you know, smaller pair.
No, I didn't. But the funniest was then Jeanette, when the first time Harvey was about to go on, Jeanette looked at Harvey and said, you're about to go, and said, Harvey, you look really pale.
Like, yeah.
Cheers.
You look unwell.
Well, yeah, that was it. You look unwell. Because everyone was getting spray tans, and I was like, I don't want to get a spray tan just yet. And I was like, I think I look pretty good. And she was like, no, you actually look unwell.
My first
ever time on national TV.
It's literally the worst thing you can be told just before you go on.
Honestly, it was a sick experience. It was so good,
dude. I thought you had it in the bag, if I'm honest.
No, I always knew Bill Bailey was going to win.
Where did you come? Did you come second?
Well,
we all came second.
I'd like to say I came second, but we all came second. We all got to the final, and it's all about getting to the final. We're the winners.
We had this time where literally, so we would all the winners would be together at certain points, and we would say things like, "Honestly, you'd go like, no, it's going to be you.
Yeah, no, it's going to be you.
No one wants.
No,
said Jamie's going to be you. I said once. I think. Do you know what? I think it could be me and everyone.
No, I ain't going to be you. No, but I still distinctly remember backstage when you got through to the final.
Me,
I think it was me, Jeanette, Maisie. We were doing laps backstage, and we were told we need to be quiet because that was better than winning it.
It was just the most insane. But did you ever get nervous doing it?
I get nervous all the time.
No, I do.
I get nervous doing stage performances. I get nervous doing everything because in the back of my head, I'm always thinking like, am I going to do something wrong? And you always think, like, what's the worst could go wrong? But there is actually so much that could go wrong. I hate it when people say, what's the worst that could happen? Like, it's fucking loads that could happen. Like, why would you say that?
There's
so much. Yeah, exactly. I can lose a limbs whilst I'm dancing. Like, that's what
lose
could happen.
Lose a limb. Yeah. I can lose a limb.
And the ability to speak.
But, like, that's why I get nervous, because there's a lot that can go wrong.
Has anything ever gone wrong for you, though? No, it never has.
No, on stage, I remember almost falling off stage, but that didn't actually happen. I remember when I was younger, I did my first ever arena, and I was supporting Little Mix when they did their first ever arena tour, and I was 15 at the time, and I went on and I was covering a One Direction song, and I kid you not, the first like couple of lines that came out of my mouth, I forgot the lyrics, and I was going and there's little girls are looking at me like that thinking, what the fuck is this? Because they were all like big One Direction fans, right?
Yeah.
So and I didn't know what to do, so I said, oh, you guys sing it. Bearing in mind it's the first time I've been on stage in an arena, so now
you fucking sing
now
it.
You sing it. So now they're all singing the lyrics, and I'm like, I'm trying to listen
that's
to the lyrics
it,
and I'm going
it.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. It's fake.
Everyone shut up now.
Everyone shut up. Stop singing. Yeah. But that's what happened, and I remember that scarred me for life. That scarred
me. It was only up from there.
It's only up from there now. But yeah, that's kind of the only time that like something's proper gone wrong.
Shut up.
I've got it now, shut up. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, the most amazing about it, you've been performing since you were like 15 years old.
Yeah, I signed my first record deal when I was 15.
No way.
Yeah, I sung since I was since I was little, basically. But I never really, back in school, I never would show it.
Do you not?
No, when I was in like year 7 and 8, I used to sing all the time in class and annoy everyone. And everyone knew I kind of like sung here and there. But I think once like everyone hit puberty and it didn't become a cool, do you know what I mean? When everyone become a bit cooler.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It was then like, no, I don't really sing. I don't do that. Like, I sometimes,
I just smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. And I didn't even pick music. I picked drama instead of music because I didn't want to pick.
That's cooler. That's way cooler.
Come into the class reciting Shakespeare.
Fuck off.
That's cooler. No, right, it's not that cooler. But I remember thinking I didn't want to be anything to do with music in school. And they also would always get me to try and sing in assemblies. And that is my worst nightmare ever.
Awful.
I got asked so many times, can you get up and sing? And like, I would get caned. Them year sevens were vile creatures. I would get attacked by them. So I would never, ever, ever sing
in
assembly.
That's so mean.
Yeah, I know. For a long time, I never used to kind of said I sung.
That's so, but dude, that's something, because a lot of kids right out there who, because I didn't share a dressing room, but I was in the next door dressing room to you, and you would always hear Harv doing his
oh yeah, so, yeah. Yeah,
unbelievable. Like, you know when people go, he's got it. He's got a thing.
Yeah. No. Have you?
It is. Thank you.
Have you spoken to the year sevens now that you've made it?
No, I actually haven't. If I'm honest, I've seen a couple of people out here and then, but everyone's really nice to me now.
Yeah.
But it did. It's weird that Fane does that. Yeah. Used to try and beat me up before. Now they're really nice. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now that I'm famous, they all love it. It's really odd.
No, but I'd always distinctly remember in school just not wanting to be known as that singer. And then my video started doing really well online. It was on Facebook at the time. And I remember like my video hitting its first ever 1,000 likes. And my school was like, it was like crazy. Everyone was
Are
like,
you serious? They suddenly then started...
Well, not everyone was like, oh my God, that's like Harbin. And they used to call me the Facebook famous kid. That's what how it became like a thing. And then I started getting more popular around my area in Kent. And then there was like a place called Blue Water, which is like a shopping centre near me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember going there one, like, I think it was like one Saturday afternoon with all my mates. And a girl came up to me and was like, oh my God, can I get a picture? And everyone was like, what? And I was like, yeah, go on then. Like, go on then. So I remember getting a picture and thinking, that's mad. I can't believe that. And then a couple weeks after that, I was in the food court in KFC. And this is when like some other kids at my age started getting a bit like, I say jealous, but started getting a bit like, oh, he's this little kid kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember some kid, I remember a popcorn chicken bounced off my head and I was like, what was that? I turned around and I was like, nah. Again, bounced off the top of my head.
Who is this guy? He's got the best
name. There are these boys over like the other side and they're launching popcorn chicken at me, shouting like, the Facebook famous kid. They started there was a food fight. They started launching food at me. I'm not even lying. And I remember sitting there like, I think I almost started crying.
That would have made it better.
Yeah. And then, and I didn't know what to do with myself. And I thought, Jesus, this is horrible.
That's awful, dude.
Yeah, I know. Getting popcorn chicken thrown at you.
I would have been like, oh, trying catch them. Yeah.
No,
jokes on you.
You're off.
Yeah.
Got any barbecue sauce?
Oh, mate. But
that's awful because it's bizarre, right? That because it's pure jealousy. That's all it is, right? No, but it is. Of course it is. It's pure jealousy. Because anyone who...
anyone who gets sort of like picked on like that for things is pure jealousy. But the problem is that you have obviously a strong character, dude. I mean, because I know you've got a great family and things like that. Yeah, and I think, yeah, I think that's what it is, because normally that would make kids do the complete opposite, and then they would introvert and they would just go, I'm not doing it ever again. I'm not doing it again. But actually, that made you then just go, all right. Yeah. So what made you keep going then, if that was happening?
Well, if I'm honest, for a while, it was the moolah.
It was the popcorn. It was the popcorn chicken. No.
It was all ketchup. It's all that sweet money.
I distinctly remember this as well. I remember being about a year after that, I became introvert for quite a long time, actually, during that whole kind of process.
Because you're such an outgoing kid, though. Yeah, like
I'm outgoing when I need to be. I think I'm like an introvert extrovert kind of person, you know.
So you went introverted for a bit.
Yeah, for quite a while. For about a year, I remember really like being inside my shell. Like, didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go to the ball with my friends. I never wanted to go to the food court ever again. Really? Like, I banned myself from that KFC. It's still to this day. I'm not even lying. I still won't go down there. It's so weird.
Yeah, mate, you need to go back.
I do. I need to go back.
Go back equipped with like a couple of buckets, like some
drumstick on chicken.
Let's have it. Got a fucking zinger here.
I just remember that. But about a year later, I signed my first record deal, right?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay, cool. You've got to stop being so introvert. You've really got to like own it now. Because
you bought the food court.
I bought Blue Water.
You really got
and
own it.
Chain of KFC. I got my first ever advance from a record deal.
Did you?
And I was in year 9, so I was about 14, 15.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't.
That must have been nuts.
Well, I was. Oh, yeah. So I was, 15. It's a lot of money back then. I think I got 11 grand in my bank account.
Oh, my God.
Right? So back, you know, where you used to go to, you know, your shopping centre on a Friday or Saturday afternoon, your mum and dad would give you 20 quid or 40 quid or whatever. And I remember thinking, like, I'm balling. I'm actually balling. I've actually got 11 grand.
What was the first thing? What was the first thing you bought? What did you go for?
What did I buy? I remember. What did I buy? I think I bought a backpack. I think I bought a Gucci backpack, I think, at the time.
Bought some Kevlar. Bought some body armor.
Bought some body armor. I think I bought like something really like flashy. But
yeah, I'm going to buy this because I've now made it.
This
is Gucci. Do you want me to put it away?
I think I actually bought it to school as well. But that was the one thing I splashed out on, and I think I kept the rest of the money.
You've always been smart, though, I think, because you bought your house and
yeah,
like,
I just
you, why are you so because me we made a bit of we made a bit of cash.
Yeah.
Not we didn't get any advance or anything. We just made a bit of cash go up, but we spent all of us because we just spent all. But no, you've been quite smart with it.
I would say you want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's really good to be smart and invest and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you can't take it to your grave. You've got to enjoy it whilst you have it. And I've been smart. I built my first house. Yeah. I moved into about 3 weeks ago, which is sick.
Congrats.
Thank you. And it's cool. The only downside is that I'm actually...
It's only 3 floors.
it's only 4,000 square feet. It's fucking tiny and I hate it. I need more room. No, it's a...
There's only enough space for 5 cars.
5 cars.
And I've just bought a new Merc.
Yeah, a new Merc. It's actually right next door to my mum and dad's house.
Yeah, but that's sweet.
No, and it is sweet. But when I mean like next door, as in like we both built 2 new houses, and I lift up the fence panel and I walk into their garden and through the back door when I've run out of milk and stuff. So to make it so like they don't just come round if I've ever any got people around, you know, at the front of my house I've got these lights and they're Philips Hue lights, so you can change the colour of them. Yeah. So whenever I've got people around, I change it to red.
it's like the Batman logo.
No, yeah.
I've got some pussy around.
No, I changed it to red. So my mum,
it's like the red light district.
Basically, yeah. My mum calls it the red light district.
So you're just in your wine runs.
No, and also I haven't got curtains at my front of my window yet.
Yeah, I haven't got curtains.
And you don't like the curtains. No. You want them to watch.
No. And every morning I get up and I'm like, it's hanging out. I've got it all out, and I've got no curtains yet. And my window looks over to a garden.
Your parents' garden, we know.
No. Another garden.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mum, look what you created. No,
and there's... and yeah, it's...
Look how far I've come.
Literally.
No, sorry.
Sending this podcast to my mum now. She can't listen to this.
Sorry, okay. But you look over into the garden.
Yeah, and there's... And there's they have young kids, so I've got to be really careful. Okay, I've got to be really careful.
Yeah, yeah. Why you've got to be really careful with the young kids?
Why? What happened?
No, because I'm in trouble
at the moment. Yeah, yeah.
I've got to be really careful.
Yeah, yeah. How secure is this room? Are we, please can't get in, can they?
Yeah. So yeah, it's fun. It's fun living on my own.
Yeah. Do you like it though?
I love it. I love having my own space. Yeah. My little brother lives with me. When I say little brother, he's 20. So it's good fun. I mean, I've learned how to do the dishwasher. I cook for myself now, every now and again.
Yeah.
I put my first load of washing on.
Come on.
Last night.
Yes.
Sick. How'd it go?
That's big.
I need to take it out. I forgot to take it out. Actually,
oh,
just reminded me.
So you better go.
I need to go take it out.
You better get out.
See that, guys. Thanks for grabbing me. I need to go get my washing out. Yeah.
Have you ironed at all?
No, I don't know if you can tell, but this is quite creased. What I did this morning is, because I don't know how to work the iron yet, there's a trick that I learned whilst being on tour. If you put your T-shirt or hoodie over the glass of your shower,
the steam.
The shower on, the steam takes the crease.
Does that work?
I did it this morning, so kind of, I mean...
You just let that. It does. It looks great.
I mean, it could have been a bit better.
You just let that steam in your shower. That's what you do.
Yeah. And then it takes out the... Really good fun fact to know.
I like... Apparently, you also... If you want to wash your trainers, you put them in the washing machine in the pillowcase. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Isn't that how you wash dirty money?
No. Yeah. But also, I have a friend of ours. We were in a... we were talking a big popcorn on the back of your head. It reminded me. We're in a BP garage. It was a while ago, and there was someone standing in front of him, and we were watching him. Someone standing in front of him who he thought was our friend. My friend was in the car, and he saw him go up to the guy in front of him and shake a pack of Skittles in the guy's ear and whisper something. And the guy went, "What the fuck?" like that. And we came out and went, "What did you say to me?" He went, "Well, I thought it was Toby." And I went, with the seals, taste the rainbow.
So creepy.
Have you ever had that?
Do you remember when you got mugs in a service station?
You got mugs.
He was in one of those little service station casinos.
Yeah.
And I think you'd left your phone on the side, and these like bruisers come in, like big,
awful. Like, yeah.
And they just took you. I mean, you'll tell
yeah.
The story,
I came back here. I went. My phone's gone. This is like midnight and like probably Blue Water. I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's my phone.
Back in his touring days.
Yeah, touring my PA days. And I went back in there. There was these three guys, like Ukrainian guys, and I said to them, "Have you guys seen a phone here?" And
so you went that high pitch. They were like,
"Have you guys seen a phone here?"
Hey,
gooey.
You guys, gooey.
Have you seen a pink cell phone in here?
Have you seen a cell phone?
Yeah.
I left my cell.
I love my cell. And I said, "Have you guys found a phone here?" They went, "What, this one?" Showed me my phone. I said, "Oh yeah, that's it. Can I have it back?"
Yeah.
And they said, "Yeah, if you pay 300 quid. And I was like, what?
Jamie laughed.
300 quid, come on.
I'll give you 600 to fuck off.
And I said, "What?" And I was like, "You can..." So I then walked to WH Smith, which was the only other thing that was open. And I said to the guy there, I said, "Mate, these guys have nicked my phone.
Yeah.
Like, can you do something?" They said, "What do you want me to do?" And shut the gates of the WH Smith. And I was like, this is mental.
Did you call the police?
I didn't have a phone.
Fair enough. That was fucking sick of me, wasn't it?
So I was like, this is mental. And so I went back to him and said, "Can I just have it back, guys?" And they had the smaller one who was in the front. You know when someone's like going to look to fight you? Like they sort of go, "Oh, come on then."
Little Jack Russell.
Yeah, like, come on. He kept doing that to me. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? So then I had to go to the cash point, give them 300 quid, and it was the weirdest exchange. You know what? It's like in the movies where you exchange like bags of money.
At the same time, it was
like, "All right, you better do it."
I'm surprised they didn't just take the 300 quid and the phone.
Yeah, what would I have done?
Nothing.
Oh, please don't do it again. I'll get you another 300. Okay, listen, we're going to have to stop for part one.
Part one already done?
Yeah, that's
all. Oh, mate, I've had a cracking time.
You worried about your washing?
Well, yeah, I might not be able to come back for part two, though. Oh. Can we do it over Zoom?
Yeah, we'll do part two. We won't do it over Zoom. You're going to stick around. All right, we'll see you in part two, everybody. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.